I meet my capacity, but there are units out there that can provide that service that aren't at capacity. So that was my concern with MRT.
Okay.
The emergency room standard, my concern was that you have to make sure that the level of care provided by that emergency room is high enough so that it actually doesn't end up delaying the patient's treatment. So all
so that's
I'm
a quality
is that
question.
It's a quality question.
And then on the third...
The 25% Medicaid, I don't... You know, one of my hospitals would probably meet that, but I just don't think that there are enough checks and balances in place as far as looking at audited financials. How is it going to be maintained? How is it tracked and validated?
So the question on the emergency room is a quality question. The question on the 25% is how is the department going to make sure that that is an enforceable standard? And the question on the simulation is that you believe there's adequate capacity?
Right now.
Okay.
It's available.
Thank you. Other? Hearing none. Mark Milieu, University of Michigan.
My name is Mark Mayhew, and I'm Senior Health System Planner at the University of Michigan Health System. We don't have any formalized comments. I would just like to make a couple of brief comments on the proposed MRI standards. UMHS strongly supports the exception proposed for the MRT planning purposes. We think that that's a very beneficial item. As a result of that, we would like to see the proposed standards go forward. We have some concerns about the merging of the proposed language with the technical amendments that were put forth in the document and not being able to see a completed proposed language. We would reserve specific comments on that language until such time as a public hearing and we could read the actual language, like we have a concern about the substitution of 10 with 2 miles in the replacement zone, but there may be other concerns that we would address at a public hearing. But we think that because of the MRT planning purposes for the MRI, that the standards should go forward, should be adopted and moved to public hearing.
Questions? So, Commissioner Goldman, Mark, you have the language now.
We have the language of the technical amendments, but that does not include the proposed changes from the work group to be incorporated in. So a finalized proposed language does not yet exist.
I see. Okay, thank you.
That would have to be created before the public hearing.
Go ahead, Dr. Mark, please go ahead.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. This language that we have in our booklet, is that the department's proposed language? I mean, do we have proposed language?
You have the work group's proposed language in your binder, and then you have the technical changes also in your binder, but they are two separate documents.
Okay. Thank you.
And both of those were published on the department's website, so they are available.
This is Brenda. That is correct.
Yeah.
What I was referring to is the fact that the two have not yet been combined into one proposed document.
Mark, I want to make certain to clarify your concerns. You want what to go forward to public comment? What do you wish to have go forward to public comment? The MRT... that an MRI simulation device would be similar to the CT simulator and be accepted. You want that to go forward?
Yes, and my understanding is that the path for that to happen would be for the commission to approve in concept the combination of the work group document and the technical changes that the department has put together and that they be combined into a one document that would be presented in advance of a public hearing, and we could address the actual proposed language at that point.
The MRI simulation issue was one of three at the work group. What is your feeling about the other two? You made no comment. You want them to go forward, or what do you want? Something has to happen to them, you know. So what is the University of Michigan position? Is it no position? What position?
Position is that we are in favor of the MRI simulation, and we would like to see the commission move the language forward and direct the department to create one document to present for public hearing that would incorporate the changes in the proposed language and the work groups.
That isn't my question. My question is the work group had three issues, of which the simulation was one, busy emergency rooms like Oak Lawn and Basha Diagnostic Medicaid. On the other two, there's no position from the University of Michigan. You want them to move forward as written. Where do we stand?
The change of 10 miles to 2 miles is a concern to us, but having not seen a final document and how that's worded, it's difficult to comment on it. We would hope that the department would combine these two documents into one that could be commented on in its exact specificity at a public hearing.
Okay, thank you.
So let me see if I can clarify that. What we have is a 25-page document with some changes, and then and that's headed Certificate of Need Review Standards for Magnetic Resonant Imaging Services, and then we have a three-page document, which is the MRI workgroup language. Both those documents contain changes to Section 3, 8, and 13. So, Brenda, is it the department's thought that they would work to combine these two documents and put something out before public hearing?
Yeah, this is Brenda. Depending upon the commission's action today, if you do move this other language forward from the work group, either in its entirety or a portion thereof, it would be incorporated into one document that would go out for public hearing.
Great. Thank you. Other questions? Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Alex Allen, Oak Lawn Hospital.
Dr. Sandler and for heading up the work group and those people who took time to participate in that work group. There were 20 people that participated in that work group that signed in for it. The average for other work groups has been around 16.5, so I know that there was only one session that took place for that, but the group did complete its task. I'd also like to thank the department. Being a neophyte to this process, it's very nice to have a department that takes the time to help guide you and challenge you and provoke thought and discussion, and I greatly appreciate that. It was very helpful to us as we came to understand the process. I'd like to thank Chairman Goldman and the commission for taking the time on this issue. While we're a small hospital, this is a very important and critical issue for us. MRI, as we are looking for a change, and the change that Oak Lawn Hospital is talking to is the ability to have MRI when you have an emergency room with 20,000 visits a year, and that you've already had a mobile unit with 3,000 adjusted scans per year. This is important to us because literature, which has been shared with the commission and was shared at the work group, literature has shown that MRI is becoming a valuable tool in the diagnosis of several conditions. One being an example is a hip fracture at the ball joint in an elderly patient, which may be difficult to image in flat, plain film x-rays, but MRI is a perfect example of a way to do that. The other thing that we've tried to strive for is to do no harm with our patients, and we want to have a tool that we could use. MRI is that perfect tool that we could reduce radiation exposure to pediatric patients and women in childbearing years so that we could avoid radiation when MR is the perfect choice. We've had the opportunity during this process to meet representatives of Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and the Michigan Economic Alliance, and we've been very grateful for the opportunity they've given us to listen to our concerns. They have always been watchguards for the rampant expenses that take place in healthcare, and we appreciate that they've taken a serious look at this and had the opportunity to dialogue with them as well. For Oaklawn, it's not an issue of capacity. Sometimes we've had a memo that I'd like to address that you may have received, which talks about capacity and that more capacity is available. For us, it's being able to implement standards of care that are consistent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And by allowing a busy emergency room to have that access, then we will enhance our opportunity to establish protocols that are in the best interest of our patients. Recently, a memo went out that we had not tried to purchase MR services 7 days a week from our vendor. And it's interesting because we are part owner in that process, but one side doesn't know the other side. And so we do have a quote. It would cost us significantly more to do that. It would cost us $192,000 to $372,000 to use an independent vendor. That would be for 12 hours versus 24 hours. I would be glad to answer questions from any members in regards to this.
Yeah, I have a question. You did give this number at the work group, but since when I make my presentation, we need to know this information. You gave a number for the number of ER visits that resulted in an MRI within shortly after the visit, either right then or shortly after. What is this number again? 200, 150?
It was 200 a year.
200 a year. Thank you. Not all of those were urgent, emergent, and I'll speak to that, but the number is 200.
And that number is based on several things. One, we didn't have MR available, so if MR had been available all the time, there may have been other times when you would have substituted MR for CT, so that number would be larger if there was accessibility.
Commissioner Hagnell?
Could you speak more to the cost factor? I hear the quality. You're saying 24 hours availability for the best tool, but what's the incremental cost difference?
There are several issues in regard to cost. One is we have now, without having MR available, there are occasions where patients that come in and MR is the best choice that they are transferred. So there's an ambulance transfer. They may be seen in another hospital that doesn't have their physicians, their surgeons, so they may not be treated, and they go into another system. And then there are all the expenses with that. There are sometimes that we do a CT, find something that's concerning, transfer, they have the MR at the receiving hospital. So there are costs that arise from the fact that it's not available. On the other hand, we do recognize that MR is a more expensive study than CT. And there's always a concern that if there's availability, that there be greater utilization. We currently have access to MR 5 days a week, 12 hours a day. We've gone in 2006 from 3 days a week to 2007, 4 days a week, to late 2008, 5 days a week. We've not increased volume. What our belief is, and our radiologists have participated in the Blue Cross Blue Shield study on making sure that the right study is ordered at the right time rather than duplication of studies. And so I think that there'll be savings in those kinds of matters.
Other questions? Thank you, Alex.
Thank you all.
Monica Harrison, Oakwood Oakwood Healthcare.
Located in Dearborn, Michigan, and operates four licensed hospitals with 1,281 inpatient hospital beds in West and Southwest Wayne County, and also offers an array of hospital outpatient diagnostic, physician, and other medical services, including inpatient psychiatric services. Oakwood supports the workgroup MRI proposal developed by representatives of Oak Lawn Hospital. Specifically, this proposal states that to convert a mobile MRI to a fixed unit, the applicant must demonstrate at least 20,000 emergency department visits in the previous 12 months, as well as show that they are currently a mobile MRI host site with a historic volume of at least 3,000 adjusted MRI procedures in 12 months. Mobile MRI service is currently provided at two of Oakwood's hospital facilities, Oakwood Heritage Hospital and Oakwood South Shore Medical Center. In the last several years, MRI has become an important component of quality patient care. Now mainstream, MRI is a vital service for all hospitals and the communities they serve. The cost of providing mobile service is significantly more expensive than those associated with a fixed scanner. MRI capabilities have also evolved rapidly over the last 5 years. Increasingly, MRI is becoming the modality of choice for emergent cases, in particular cardiac MRI. Cardiology volumes have steadily increased at our South Shore facility with the onset of the emergency PCI program. Also, as a trauma center designation, the need for emergent MRI for neurology is an absolute. Also, as a teaching hospital, South Shore could provide enhanced teaching capabilities with a 24-hour availability of a fixed MRI. We feel the proposed change in the MRI standards will allow us the opportunity to save lives and better serve our patients and community. Thank you for the opportunity to provide these comments.
Questions?
I have a question. This is not that we don't wish to have Oakwood to get this, of course, but do you qualify? You don't qualify now for under these standards.
No.
Okay.
Not at this time.
In fact, I need some help again on this. How many hospitals qualify now? For this. About two, right?
Under the proposed amendments, with the proposed changes, we believe that there would be, besides Oak Lawn, five additional hospitals that could become eligible for this. Whether they would seek it or not is unknown. One of those very close to achieving it on numbers.
Is that the Spectrum Greenville?
I can't.
Yes.
Okay. So it's the other three then. Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you. Well, you don't look like Meeker, you know.
So, Commissioner Sandler, would it be helpful to have them submit the numbers so that the commission could have access to those? Do you want
that
those?
Would be fine. I had forgotten that number. I know that Spectrum Greenville, it has the numbers, and so that means there's three other ones that have the potential to get this. I think the commission needs to know all the information.
Okay. So if you could submit those, that would be helpful. Other questions? Thank you. Dennis McCafferty, Economic Alliance.
Good morning again, Dennis McCafferty, Economic Alliance. Regarding the MRI work group, we have two particular paths I wanted to comment on, one regarding process and the second regarding substance. The work group, while there was 20 people in attendance, there were only three expert radiologists in attendance. And each of those represented one of the organizations supporting one of the proposed changes. Much of the detail regarding some of these proposals were not shared prior to the meeting. So folks who had a vested interest really didn't have a chance to hear about this ahead of time, and therefore they didn't attend.